This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
We're literally just watching Troy play a game against himself.
Guys, you should come play with me sometime.
The heroes are trapped by a madman.
Lockmore the Betrayer has locked you in the sepulcher of Narkom Steelhand.
And every move counts.
Multi-level combat.
It's like Star Trek chess.
They'll need strength.
Charge! For Nagram!
She cut through that thing like Lork's neck!
Intelligence.
Must be so exhausting having an 18 intelligence.
I take it back. It's the Vitruvian man.
Oh, what an idiot.
Moron.
Jerk. Moron.
And wisdom.
Nothing venture, nothing gain, I'm old dad used to say.
But
first things first.
Della must face her fate.
You've waited a week for it, folks. Della, roll a fortitude save.
The adventure continues.
I can't remember the last time I rolled this neon green D20!
Now.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Joe here to welcome you to the 76th installment of the Glass Cannon Podcast. I am trying to sound like I'm not completely exhausted and beaten as I look around the room at the ruins of the GCP retreat weekend.
Yeah!
I don't even think Matthew's conscious. What's going on, guys?
Hello. Hello.
We are all here. Matthew Hello. Went to bed. It's 4:30 p.m.
I hate you all.
He wanted to call it early, but we have been having a fantastic weekend, but sadly, it's coming to an end.
Oh, man.
Grant, how you feeling?
That's an interesting question, Joe.
It's complicated.
I'm really feeling like everyone should play Pathfinder in Cape Cod. Everyone move to Cape Cod, especially our international listeners who weren't included on contests.
Yeah. Man, I would love to move to Cape Cod. Skid, thank you so much for having us here. This has been an unbelievable weekend.
Thank you for
Skid.
For coming.
Skid.
I'm really glad this worked out. I hope we can do it again soon.
So this was your aunt's house, right?
Yeah, my aunt.
And so you've been coming here for a long time.
Yeah, I've been coming here since I was a kid.
How old?
Since 1981, I think.
Oh, wow. There's just a lot of history in this house that we got a chance
well,
to
hang out. Well, not this house, because they lived in the house next door, too. Like, they had both these houses.
Oh, okay. Like,
had you played RPGs in this house before this weekend?
No. I never played up here, because I didn't know any of the kids up here.
So
when I was here, I'd be here with my sister or whatever, and that was pretty much it.
So previously unsullied.
Yeah, this is the first, I believe this is the first time an RPG was ever played in this house.
Yeah!
An RPG desecrated this house.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to throw in my favorite moment real quick. It just came to my mind. It was all the satanic rituals we did. When we painted that blood pentagram on the ground. And,
they were effective was the main thing. Yeah.
Got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Well, we ended last week's episode with a terrifying cliffhanger with the spores eating us alive. Troy finally found a way to bring the party down, which it only takes him a few weeks to figure it out, but then he figures it out.
Don't worry, I'll always catch up to you guys.
I know, I'll try a fungus.
Are we having fungus yet? All right.
Stop introducing alternate titles for the episode. It's too late.
Well, before we get you guys back to the story and back into the episode, we do have to say we announced the retreat. We announced the t-shirt giveaway this weekend, and they sold like hotcakes, Troy.
I mean, I've never sold hotcakes, but I'm assuming if I was a hotcake salesman, this is what it would be like.
This is how they sell. Yeah.
They're like, wow, these hotcakes are going like t-shirts.
That's what I would say if I was a hotcake salesman.
Like GCP t-shirts.
I can't make these hotcakes fast enough.
Yeah.
You guys were so awesome. And
so stupid. I love it.
That's great.
But the point is that the sale is still going.
Yeah.
So log on to
selling like hotcakes.
Yeah. Log on to teespring.com/glasscannonpodcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Teespring.com/glasscannonpodcast to get your original release Glass Cannon t-shirt, as we were wearing on the Facebook Live videos this weekend. You can take a look at them, and that's what we're selling.
Oh my God, and speaking of the Facebook Live videos, we thought, like, all right, we're going to do these Facebook Live videos. I hope a couple people show up. I mean, it was insane, the amount of people. We did, like, 5 or 6 videos all weekend long, and the amount of people that have shown up, I mean, it's not even just amazing. It was... I hope you guys know that it's really touching to us because we spend a lot of time doing this. We enjoy doing it, obviously, but we appreciate the fact that you guys appreciate what we're doing, if that makes sense.
We spent Saturday night after the Facebook Live video, we spent Saturday night talking about how incredible our community is, how incredible our fans are, and how good they make us feel. You know, we all felt like we were having such a great time, and it was the energy you guys were putting into the videos with your comments. I mean, over, what, 840 comments or something during the video? It's crazy.
Yeah, that long one we did on Saturday night.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us on this GCP retreat weekend. And I think because it was so successful, we got to talk to Joe's wife and child, but I think we should.
I was just going to say, don't you promise anything.
Every 3 months, we're going to do a GCP. You heard it here first.
All right, guys, let's get back to the action. Here we go. Episode 76, Spored to Death.
You know, one of these days, I'm not going to end on a cliffhanger, and then everyone will stop listening. This is really hard to do. But when your characters are almost at death's door, it makes things a lot easier. You can kind of add anything in, and it's going to make a giant cliffhanger. Matthew, did you think that, like, as that episode was ending, before the yellow mold entered the room, did you think, like, Della might die before the end of this episode?
I, in fact, did not think that.
Never crossed your mind?
No. I mean, I if we got into a battle, maybe I would have. But I was thinking, like, we're going to fight. We're going to fighting by the end of this episode. And then you're going to call the cliffhanger. Total I didn't really expect to just, like, die from spores.
Total disclosure, Umlo knew it could happen. Because he's also privy to my information.
Yeah, I bet that would help.
The man inside Troy, Umlo.
Umlo.
The man
Umlo.
Inside me.
Wow, that was a wild app. You guys really delved into this dungeon, a bunch of different.
Yeah, it was an old school, like, dungeon crawly kind of thing. Yeah. And I was thinking about it the last time that I mean, Vault of Thorns was, you know, scary and everything, but it was so interdimensional and weird and different.
Yeah.
This, to me, gave me just nostalgia for the Plague House.
Right.
When we first started recording the show, our first real taste of combat was in the Plague House.
Yeah.
And it was like stone, religious. There was that symbol of Iomedae on the floor. And it was just like room to room, opening doors, secret walls. Like, it was awesome.
There's nothing better than a dungeon crawl. I mean, this is why it was called Dungeons and Dragons to begin with. I mean, it's a seminal thing. You can make it a house. You can make it anything you want. It's always a dungeon crawl.
What I would like to give a shout out to the authors of this particular dungeon crawl is that oftentimes, like, you get into really weird, we found a side door, but everything makes sense. Everything's very squared off and dwarvish here. It, even though it was ransacked and there's a plague god that people are worshiping in it, like, it's very room by room. It makes sense. Everything's very well put together.
As the person who has to draw the maps, I especially enjoy it because it's very boxy, and I like that. And whoever drew the map, whether it was the author Tim Hitchcock or someone else who did it, they really took the dwarven mentality into mind. You're right. Like, everything moves at a very deliberate pace, even though it was made out of the stone. It's dwarven craftsmanship.
It matches the dwarven aesthetic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I had this epic just picture in my mind of that scene that you said was on the back wall. There was, like, this scene of him with all of his kinsmen fighting a giant, was it?
Yeah.
And you know, and you can see it as a mural, almost like a Leonardo da Vinci, you know what I mean? Where every person in the painting, I'm sorry, Michelangelo, where every person is, like, so distinct and interesting, it draws your eye to it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really
cool. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, one of the listeners told me, we never returned those wood panels that we got in the Vault of Thorns to Silvermane. We said we were going to do.
That's right. They were each depicting a different kind of giant, a stone giant, a fire giant, a hill giant, a this,
Well, maybe if he had healed Galabras.
Just saying. Yeah.
So just a passive-aggressive swipe at Silvermane. For not being a high enough level to...
Maybe it was Galabras the one
harder.
That made...
Maybe if, yeah, maybe if you had worked a little harder.
It might have been Galabras' idea to give it to Silvermane, though. And then he was couldn't remind you guys. Like, well, yeah, maybe. In his catatonic state. Don't forget to give the panels to Silvermane.
Actually, yeah. I think it might have been Lork's idea. Go to the tape.
Oh, so well, maybe you took the panels with you when you vanished.
Yes, I'm going to try to, Lork's going to try to get in with some druids.
Just carrying his panels around without a handy haversack.
Well, no, I like the thought of Drosia, like, seeing them among Galabras' belongings and just, like, putting them up in his house.
There it is. That's canon.
Okay, great.
That is now canon. I love that. And then you guys come back, you didn't give these to Silvermane yet? Are you fucking kidding me?
They look really nice. I mean, they match with the wall. It's like...
They're beautiful. And
Gormley died for those.
That's right.
That's right. She died for those panels. Little inside information. And Skid, don't go looking these up. But the cover of every book of the Adventure Path has one of the panels.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it looks like that Da Vinci.
It looks like the Da Vinci man.
What's it called? The inspired man, the incredible man, or whatever. That's the cave giant.
$6 million man.
The $6 million, that's what it is. Yeah. Da Vinci $6 million man.
What is it?
The Vitruvian man.
Thank you, Matthew.
Must be so exhausting having an 18 intelligence, Matthew.
You let us make a bunch of wrong answers a little too long just so you could come in and be better than
he
us.
He was amusing himself.
I take it back. It's the Vitruvian man.
Oh, what an idiot.
Moron.
Jerk.
Moron. Look at the moron over here.
You're a real stupid head.
It's so much fun playing with you guys.
Honestly, I can't believe you come back. I know.
Well, I'm comforted by the fact that you're all older than me and will probably die soon.
That guy. Jesus. Why don't you slow your
quick.
Slow your Reginald down, all right? Jesus.
Woo! You kidding? With the way we take care of ourselves, we'll live forever. Blood is normal in a cough, right?
Oh, man.
We all have like a Babe Ruth health regimen.
Yeah, it worked for him, man. 714 home runs. Don't lie.
Oh, God. So you guys, you go on this journey. Let me say 90 miles, 60 miles, whatever it was. You find the aspen wood, after coming to the crest of a hill and looking down upon the valley as the leaves have all started to change. There are these spiders, these ettercaps and whatnot that have set up perimeter traps around what you soon discover to be the tomb of Nargrim Steelhand. The steel hand, the steel fist, right on the obelisk. What the hell are these ettercaps doing? And what have they done to not only desecrate the shrine, but sort of make it into their own shrine? What's that all about? You make quick work of them, go down this 120-foot deep shaft, and have to deal with more ettercaps, more strange dwarfish spider woman. Make easy work of them.
I've been thinking maybe Lockmore has made a deal with the devil. A Faustian bargain. A kind of like, I'm stuck in this fucking cage. Plague god, come on down. Is Vermin god? What is he? What's his name again? Mazmiz.
Yeah. The but demon what, lord
what kind of,
Vermin.
Of deal is that? Like,
but here's my only issue with that. We haven't seen any sign of them since we opened the sealed tomb. Seems like they were just on the outside.
Could be.
So I was thinking that they never got in.
No. Or he hates Nargrim and his family so much that he was waiting for his ancestors to come back, and he sprung this trap on them.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know that before you even entered the tomb itself, the tomb proper, there were two corpses, mummified, with their mouths and stomachs exposed. And one of them would speak through dead, you found out was Lockmore's mother?
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you what I think?
Yeah.
So after thinking about that, I thought that...
And reading the truth online.
I did not. I thought that perhaps she had said that she was... that she had begged the council to let her take his place. Mm-hmm. And they said no, and they banished her. They cast her out. Is what she said.
Right. Wiped the Edigan name from the history books.
Yeah, wiped the name from the history books. So she had to leave her tribe. And I thought she probably tried to get into this tomb to either free him, let her replace him, or just both of them try to steal away. but she found these creatures there, and maybe they let her get only so far, and then she got caught in a web, so to speak, and couldn't move any further. I thought it was separate from what was going on inside the tomb.
Why is there a younger version of her that's slightly more arachnid, and then an even younger version that's much more arachnid that you fought?
I think they're incubating their young. They incubated their young in her.
Yeah, it's alien. It's alien resurrection. It's
and
alien.
Maybe she made the deal. Maybe that was her. Maybe she offered
maybe,
herself.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
In order to get into the tomb. But yeah. Maybe they still couldn't get in. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's been generations, too.
I can't wait to listen to Cannon Fodder to find out what happened.
I'm going to tell you guys right now. No, I'm not. Because I've got a Della and Umlo to kill. Haven't said this in a while, but a couple things are going to happen.
A couple bad things.
First things first. Everyone roll initiative.
Oh, no.
All right.
You are in combat right now with an enemy that is 3 or 4 rooms away, as far as you know.
Okay.
Shit.
Stamping on the glass, you see this creature.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a Warhammer Slayer.
So he doesn't look undead?
He does not look undead.
He has a steel hand,
look at his legs.
But you can see his legs are, like, the skin is emaciated, so there are undead qualities.
Oh, you said emaciated last time.
Yeah, but emaciated wasn't the right word. It's like the skin is falling off his bones. You can see muscle underneath. Yeah. He's been here for...
And he's got a steel hand.
And he's got a steel...
I've been wondering where Bucky's hand went after the end of Captain America Civil War, so it's good to
It went
there.
To the Tomb of Nargrim Steel Hands.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You have to have seen it by now.
I actually Winter Soldier, I actually have. Oh, no, I have seen Civil War. No, I have not seen Civil War.
Joe makes me watch most of the Marvel movies. All right, let's...
make him suffer through those fantastic, fantastic films.
No, they're very good. At least half of them.
You know, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Let's talk initiative. Matthew's been sending me emails all week. Can we just roll some fortitude save?
I'll tell you what I rolled. Just trust me.
Yeah.
24. All right. 30. Who is over...
What did you say the DC was?
Well, I know what I got, so I'll work down from there. Who's over 35?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Skid, you go...
You're such a jerk.
Skid, you at 36?
19.
19 for Mr. Coin. Coin by name?
Coin by name, coin by nature.
As his old dad used
My
to say.
My old dad used to say.
Who is lower than 19?
I have a 12.
12.
15 for Baron.
15 for Baron, 12 for Willamette. Sir Willamette.
Della?
9.
Della.
Is that a natural 1?
It was a natural 2.
Oof.
Baron, not... I'm sorry, would you say 15?
Correct.
Della with the 9.
That is correct.
Ingrahild has a 12. Umlo has a 6. Won't matter much for Umlo. Pretty soon, I would think.
This yeah. poor guy. If only you had more interest in playing him.
Now, you're all... I know, this is going to make life a lot easier for me. Oh, I got poisoned to death. You're all spaced throughout the room. It is... Once you get to the door, it's 25 feet to get back upstairs. Okay? We'll say, once you get to the door, it's 25 feet, and you're back in that room with the 4 dwarven statues. So we're going to play this out in real-time, multi-level combat. Let's see how it works.
Oh, okay.
It's like Star Trek chess.
What a great reference. Round 1. Nestor.
Ooh, so, 19 wins it. Okay.
All right, so he's trying to crash through the ceiling, right?
Maybe, maybe not. Right now you see a madman just yelling at you. And you didn't roll the perception enough to know that the door was just locked. But I'm sure as a free action, your compatriot say, he's locked us in. And Lork has already gone and... Willamette. Oh. Willamette has gone and shut the door. Which is a standard action. Way to go, Willamette.
It's a move action.
Move action. So that's what you know. You would think that he has locked you in.
Okay.
And remember, your different light sources.
Nestor Coin.
I'm going to move up to the base of the stairs.
As he's walking here.
Ching, 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 ching.
Spoons, spoons and forks falling out of his pocket. Chalices,
statuettes, coins.
400 copper pieces falling on the floor.
Yeah, I'm going to move up to the base of the stairs and ready. The stairs leading up to the
sarcophagus.
And I'm going to ready an action to fire my bow at any enemy that comes down.
Nestor comes up to the edge of the stairs leading to the sarcophagus and just old Jolter at the ready.
My old Jolter. Never let me down, mate.
Baron Berenson.
Baron has reason to believe that he couldn't simply shoot through the glass, could he?
Ooh, it's like, is it like bank glass? Is it like bank teller glass?
I don't know if they made bulletproof glass in this setting. Is it magical
true.
Glass?
I would think that it is built enough to support many, many people who could look down into it, so you would think that's probably not going to work.
Okay, I will walk, do a full move action if I can't shoot through it. But I will take... Well, first I check in on Ingerhild, and I say, are you all right, Ingerhild? Are you okay? Can you move
forward?
Yeah,
did she save?
She's like, I'm pretty fucked up. But I'm very weak, but the poison seems to have run its course.
All right. Please help your brother. I'm going to go. And then I move, double move, towards the door going up to the stairs. But I go along the wall, if possible, to use my stone cutting and see if there's any other secrets.
If you want to get there as fast as possible, you just want to take that direct route.
Sure. 40 feet.
Right. Yeah. So you can get up to the door, and I'll let you even open it.
All right.
So you get up to the door, open it.
Yeah.
Nothing on the other side?
Nothing okay, on great. The other side. It just goes up and around.
Ready in action.
Just give you a free move action and open that door because I'm a nice guy. Lockmore, the betrayer.
Oh.
Standing on the glass, lets out an agonized wail.
Oh, shit.
Through the glass. Everybody roll a will save.
Oh, so happy I get to roll more saves. Now I got the natural 20.
Is that a spell?
I always want to say stop it when you ask. Is that a spell?
Or spell-like ability?
I'm sure it's at least a spell-like ability.
Does it happen to be a fear effect?
It's a supernatural ability.
Okay. Does it happen to be a fear effect?
Yes.
You get a +4, Baron. Because you're next to Sir Willamette Keswick. Ooh. And you feel no fear.
Ooh, what is that all about?
Aura of Courage. Anyone within 10 feet of me gets a +4 morale bonus to saving throws against fear effects.
Oh, I'm just outside.
Ah!
So Baron rolls a 25.
Okay, Baron's okay.
Lord. Willamette is immune to fear.
Willamette, immune to fear.
I rolled
except from spiders.
I rolled a 17.
Della.
28.
Della's okay. Umlo's okay. And Ingrahild's okay. Nestor.
3.
I heard that's why I saved him for last.
The groan.
Nestor is shaken. As long as you are within 120 feet of Lockmore, the betrayer.
Yikes.
And then Lockmore, whose pawn I have right here, disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Goes. He just... He says, Torag cursed me with immortality, but you will not be so lucky.
Oh, wow. He's cursed with immortality.
Runs off. Sir Willamette Keswick.
Willamette's going to turn to Baron and say, Sheriff, tend to Della. She seems to be dying. I am going to keep that door open.
Very to the point, Sir Willamette.
Going to keep that door open. And he looks down. He's like, Lexington, we must save them with all haste. And he puts his spurs in and goes up the stairs to the upper door to make sure that we don't get sealed down here.
Go up the stairs, the upper door, open the door?
Yeah.
Can't. Locked.
It's already sealed?
Cha-chunk!
That's what we heard last time.
And then he went all the way back up to the thingy?
Okay.
This door is open, leading to the stairwell.
Sure, no, I get it.
This door at the top, the secret door,
yeah.
is locked.
Okay.
The one that Baron slid aside.
Hmm.
So you get there,
Oh, it's a stone door?
Stone door. Can't open it.
Ooh. Can't open it.
You can try other things, but it is...
Oh, so it's not...
The secret door is locked behind you. Lockmore the Betrayer has locked you in the sepulcher of Narkom Steelhands.
Huh.
He said okay. He said he'd Lockmore.
Did you say it was 25 feet?
Nailed it, Grant. 25 feet to the top of the stairs. So you charge okay, so all the way up.
So that's one move action.
Do you say that it's locked?
Yeah, I'll call down to Baron. You know, he's already done it.
I say,
he's locked us in.
Can I shoot it open?
Willamette is going to dismount as a free action and attempt to open the door by forcing it, which will never happen. But what else is he going to do?
Yeah, it's got a... I mean, it's stone, so it's there's a break DC.
Yeah. Break DC.
Or you can just keep hammering away and over time chisel it down. But I'm going to do it by the book. So it's got a hardness. It's got a hit points.
Right.
He has locked you in the tomb.
But is the lock mechanism itself visible and accessible to us,
no.
or is it inside? Okay,
it
so it's
it
break
is stone.
Only.
It's got to be breakable. Yeah, you can, like, if someone is of that kind of strength, or you just got to keep chipping away at it.
Okay, then I've already used my move action to get up there, so he's going to trot back with Lexington 10 feet and prepare to charge at the door next round.
So you get
and just try to hit it.
Right, yeah, I mean, this is going to be interesting to see how this all works out. Ingrahild, old Ingrahild. She is down 5 con. Her con has gone from 15 to 10. But thanks to the heal checks by whoever did that, might have been Baron. Yeah, Baron, yeah, that's right. You were the one that gave her the extra boost to get through those 2 consecutive saves. She, with all haste, double moves. Let me ask you this. Can you run like we did at Red Lake Fort? Can you run to go farther?
It's a full round action. And you cannot take a fucking step.
You can move 4 times your speed if you're not in, I think, medium or heavy armor. If you're in medium or heavy armor, you can move 3 times your speed, I think.
Okay.
Yes. Does that affect dwarves with slow and steady who never get affected by the...
No, it wouldn't affect dwarves.
And you can run for a number of rounds equal to your con score, of course. And after that, you
Well, they only
check.
Need to run really one round. Basically.
So for Ingrahild's part, she is able to get to the like behind Sir Willamette getting ready to charge. She just books it because she has no other action she has to do. She can't even draw her weapon, right? As part of the run?
No, it's a full round action.
So none of her famous ka-shing double weapons. Ingrahild getting into the fray. You've waited a week for it, folks. Della, roll a fortitude save.
Oh.
How many points of con are you down?
6.
And how high is your con?
I started with a 14, so I'm at a negative.
So if you lose 8 more points of con,
I'm dead.
You are permanently dead.
And by losing those points of con, my threshold for HP went down, and my fortitude save went down. So I kept failing those saves. I didn't have my bonus.
So what is your total hit points? Do you remember?
I believe it was 60-something.
And what are your hit points now?
48.
48. That's not 4d8, folks. That's 48. Roll DC 15 fortitude save.
23.
That is one save.
Oh, that's right.
The boys.
No, I forgot. It's 2 saves.
Save for one more round, Della.
So she's just hacking cough like...
Right, she's like Babe Ruth.
Exactly.
That's right.
Della is going to chug a potion of Lester Restoration.
Lester Restoration. Okay, so that's not going to cure you of the poison, but it could give you back 1d4 con, right?
Yeah, which would help my save.
Huge.
4.
4.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Oh, my God.
Those potions, you guys got to go back to that same store. You got those potions of Lesser Restoration because they both were 4s.
No, leave 3 like and a 4.
A 3 and a 4.
A 5-star review for that potion.
Seriously.
Yeah, the Yelp review.
Yeah.
Second Yelp review of the show.
Della is also going to draw her scimitar and spend an arcane pool point. We looked this up.
Yes.
And I actually get to add a +2 bonus with 1 swift action and 1 point.
The way we've always done it, because we're stupid, is 2 swift actions, 2 arcane pool points to add a +1 each time. No. We looked it up. The magus, once they reach 5th level, can, as a swift action,
get an automatic +2 to spend however they want. They can make it a +2 weapon. They can make it flaming and shock. It has to be at least a +1 weapon to begin with, which yours already is. Swift action, and it's only one arcane pool point. Mages are overpowered. Okay, so you light it on fire.
No, I'm
it's already lit on fire.
It's already lit on fire, and I'm going to add shock and keen to it.
Oh.
This is another cool thing we found out, is that in order to light a weapon on fire, or if a weapon has the flaming property, or Nestor's bow has shocking, you have to use a command word for it to go flaming, which is a standard action. But...
which is ridiculous.
It's, but that's the game. You know what's ridiculous? The Magus. But you can always have it going. The only time you would want to shut it off is if you're in a town that's like afraid of fire or afraid of electricity.
Or if you're trying to be stealthy.
Or if you're trying to be stealthy. Exactly. But what's so cool about Della, if Della has already done this command word, she sheathes it, no fire. As she pulls it out, she pulls out a flaming scimitar.
Yeah. Whoa.
Which is fucking cool. All right, so you did that, and then you move where?
I'm going to move next to Baron.
All right, so you get right up to the right of, excuse me, the left of the door that you guys entered. Umlo's turn. Poor little Umlo. Poor little Umlo is down 4 points of con. He had one save going towards his cure. He needs 2 consecutive saves, but he failed his last one.
Oh, no.
Down 4 con, and I rolled a 7. He gets a +6. Umlo fails.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Again. Umlo, correct die. Umlo loses only 1 more point of con.
Oof.
So Umlo is down 5, as is Ingrahild. More importantly, he failed to save again, so he needs 2 more saves to make it through. Umlo, with all haste... tries to reach the door as well.
He's like stumbling down the stairs.
And he makes it, he's a little slower than his sister. He makes it right behind Baron, and then in front of him to the right is Della. So you've got Baron, Della, and Umlo at the door. Ingrahild is already up the steps, and Sir Willamette getting ready to charge the door. Round 2. Nestor Coin.
I'm going to back up to where Baron is. Like, I'm seeing, like, everyone's moving out of the room. I'm going to back up. Still ready action. If I see an enemy, fire an arrow at it.
All right, Nestor is ready. Cling, cling, cling.
Yeah, like, you're a little shaken.
I'm shaking. Shaking, but not stirred, mate.
All right. Lot safer in that jail cell in Trunau than in the tomb of a giant slayer.
Eh. And a lot poorer, too.
Baron Berenson.
Now, I know that Sir Willamette is about to charge at the door. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for me to damage this door with my weapon from a distance?
Absolutely. Can you get up to him and stand in front of him so you're not taking any... because now he's on a wolf. You don't want to take...
I can stand behind him.
I mean, you're going to hit it.
I'm going to stand behind him. So the damage will be... And can you apply up close and deadly to a door is the question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to get up close and deadly.
And it's like, what is it when you shoot a door? It's like automatic hit and...
Yeah, so its hardness is like DR.
Exactly.
A total of 22 points of damage.
So Baron just... chunks of stone fly. All right.
This is so desperate. Just like running at it and shooting it. Like trying to...
It's kind of cool when you think about it. She's like, get us out of this tomb!
Yeah. Everybody coughing.
6 seconds ago, Lockmore did his wail at you guys. Nowhere to be seen. He is now somewhere. Maybe he's escaped. Did you guys close that tomb door behind you? Nope. Sir Willamette.
Sir Willamette hears, boom! Right behind his ear, and he sees chunks fall off, turns to Sheriff Redheart, and he's like, you've given me a target. And he draws his longsword, and he says, Lexington, I'm sorry. We must sacrifice ourselves for the team. Charge! And he launches himself at the door.
And is this to try and break it with strength?
And I am going...
Or is this to just to do more damage to it?
To do more damage to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to...
Lork is probably the only one that could have done the actual break DC.
Yeah. So I'm going to take... I'm going to impose on myself a couple hit points of damage on Lexington because we are just charging into the wall.
Right.
But he's he goes where I lead.
Wily Coyote.
Yeah, so you see my sword is like glowing with the power of Yomadai. She charges.
Divine Fury.
Divine Fury! And does 9 points of damage.
No joke, you run up to it and just barely like dust falls
Tink.
To the floor.
Comes off.
Yeah, not
like, sweet Yomadai.
Super successful.
Yeah.
And you guys are sitting ducks.
I mean, I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Also, I don't know if it matters. I'm thinking about skeletons in this place, but mine counts as bludgeoning damage if slashing is less effective against stone or something.
It isn't, which is weird. It should be.
It should be.
I've never seen rules
case,
about
you're just,
it.
You're just trying to get
bludgeoning
through.
Bludgeoning should be the most effective, but...
Will energy damage affect stone?
Yes. Yeah,
shocking grasp.
But I don't know if it bypasses hardness though. But I think it does. Yeah, it doesn't energy damage.
Yeah, it bypasses DR automatically.
Yeah, so.
Oh, you know what? I actually looked this up once. I'll look it up again. Keep going.
Ingrahild is going to come up behind and try and do some damage, as it were. She has to walk up there, so she can't take multiple attacks. But she will use her war axe and nothing. Does no. She actually hit the exact amount of damage as the hardness of the door. So she does nothing. Della.
Della says, let me try with.
Wait. Della.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
The poison has run its course. You do not have to roll.
Oh, no. Yeah, all right.
Oh, automatically.
Automatically.
It has run.
Are you back to your full con too?
I'm not, but I'm above zero.
Okay.
So we'll live, and Della, for the time being, will live.
For the time being. Della is tells everybody to clear out that she's going to try with the door.
They can't move, though.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And also, for metagaming... Just having me shoot it three times might be more effective.
You have to pay for those bullets. I can shock and grasp it in one hit, you know?
True.
But you're right. I can't get up there.
If you can share a square with Ingrahild, it could work.
I mean, Ingrahild was there enough to... Like, if they're all taking their action and then stepping back to let the next person do it, I'm not going to hamstring you like that. You can get up there and take an attack.
Well, I have to cast. And, all right, well, I'll just do it with the current spell. So I'll get up there and do it with my shocking, flaming... Scimitar.
All right, and it's shocking because...
My arcane pool. It's shock.
That's what you use.
It's worse than physical damage.
Oh, it is.
Energy damage does half damage, then you apply hardness to it still.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to do nothing.
Oh, well, then I won't do that. I'll just cast Cat's Grace.
Okay, so you stay behind. Cast Grace. There's a 5-foot spot in front of the door for anybody, for all comers that want to get up there. Umlo.
Can I do a knowledge check on Lockmore now that we've seen him?
Is
it Arcana? Dungeoneering?
No, you can't see him. He's gone.
From when I saw him originally?
A retroactive one. But when you see him again, you absolutely can as a free action. All right, Umlo is just going to... I mean, he doesn't want to clog this hallway much anymore, but he will... he's just going to move up there. So he is going to clog the hallway. So you've got Baron... You've got Sir Willamette on the wall.
I'm going to say to Umlo when I feel him behind me that I know he's weakened and he can't really do anything. I say, look for any other secret doors we could get out of here with.
Okay, I'm going to say, you keep on the door. I'll go back into the tomb and see if there's another way out.
Okay. Round 3. Mr. Coin.
I've got my arrow trained into the darkness. And I kind of lean my head into the doorway and say, listen, mate. I hear you bashing at that door up there. Is any way I could pick the lock?
The lock's hidden. It's a rolling door mechanism thing.
Right, so you can yell that back down.
It's pure stone.
Let me take a look at it. I might have a chance.
Sure. I said, come on up, Nestor. Take a look.
All right, so I move up there and I take a look.
So you're going to roll a perception check to try and figure this out?
Yeah. 26.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pure stone. It needs to be broken.
It needs to be broken.
Through. His thought is to lock you in there for life and maybe kill you from above or something.
There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do, mate. Good luck.
Thanks for trying.
Well,
good show.
Nothing venture, nothing gain, my old dad used to say.
I'd like to meet your father.
Well, that might be possible, but carry on.
All right, carry on, Baron.
Baron says, I told you this door was solid. Solid as a rock. And then he...
That's how my love is.
...does a full round attack on it.
All right, so Baron, get something to that space. Sits 5 foot steps so we can do 3 attacks. Mind you, all this time that it's taking to break this down, he's maneuvering about or escaping. Baron, just roll damage 3 times.
15.
Okay.
13. 12.
The door is like almost down. Someone strong enough now might be able to. The break DC has gone down because you have chipped away more than half of the door.
Strength is a weakness of this party, isn't it?
It is. We don't have any.
Don't have any.
Knew there was a weakness.
Yep, that's it.
So that's it. Lock us in a tomb was a great strategy.
Okay. Before it's Sir Willamette's turn, your torch goes out. Gone.
Oh no.
Sir Willamette's turn.
Magically?
Magically.
Oh shit.
Darkness spell?
Alright. Well, if it goes out, I can't see, so I can't go anywhere. So I will,
Lexington can see, can he?
Well, sure. Wait,
does my light go out too on my bow?
No, it just Sir Willamette's torch.
Oh, well then I'm up near you, so you can see.
Okay, so I first thing I'm going
to
do
if
is
anything,
I'm going
to. It's just something to be aware of.
I'm going to while I'm still up there, I'm going to detect evil.
Oh, it's the air. Is it the air going out?
Ooh. Yeah, we could be losing all our air.
I'm going to do detect evil. So 60 feet beyond the door and up, you know, sort of in the range that he was, to see if he's approaching us or not there.
You definitely detect evil.
So it seems like he's coming closer.
He is, you know what you know? He didn't leave.
Okay.
That's
so
what you know.
I'll let you know, or I'll let them know. He has not fled the tomb. He's still here. I'll search for another way out. And by Nestor's light, he will work his way back down the steps. And, once he gets to the bottom, it's completely dark. So I think he's going to ask one of the dwarves to help him look for a secret entrance, a secret exit.
Okay.
So maybe Umlo, who's weak, you know, or yeah, because they're good with the stone. Let Baron keep shooting away at the door.
All right. Ingrahild steps up and does damage to it.
Oh.
Just boom! She does 5 points of damage to
it. Has the hardness gone down?
The hardness hasn't, but the break DC has.
Okay.
It is... Ingrahild's like, it only... Oh, Ingrahild can keep hacking at it, actually.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Second attack. Boom, does another 5 points of damage. And on her third attack, she breaks through the door.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom. Right. Boom! Boom!
Way to go. Oh,
she is no nonsense.
Super duper.
Phanagram!
She cut through that thing like Lork's neck.
Sling!
Oh, man.
That's a deep cut, Skid.
Give me back that bottle cap I gave you a few episodes ago.
First cut is the deepest. That needs to be a house rule. Seriously, that you can take away bottle caps for bad jokes or bad ideas.
I think that's fair.
That is totally fair.
I think it's going to stifle
I'd give
creativity.
Out a lot more because I'd pull them all back. All right, boom. Little map switcheroo now. And now you're all... In a winding line back to the room with the 4 statues. No Lockmore in sight, no nothing. You've got the door to your left, which leads to that L-shaped hallway back to the room that smelled like shit full of broken stuff. Then you've got a hallway to your right leading up to a door that you have not yet explored. And it is Della's turn.
Hold on a second. You can give me some sense from that detect evil, like where, because it's an individual aura. So was it kind of left, right, center?
Right. So you were sensing up. It felt like it was.
Is detect evil, is it like detect magic where if you concentrate for a number of rounds, you get more and more specific about
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
I think that's true.
Della's turn.
Nice try, Joe. Della.
Della is going to...
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Della is going to full round action run.
Della, you're going to full-on run.
Yep.
How many spaces does that give you?
It gives me up to 120 feet, right?
All right, so you're going to decide. Do you want to go to the left the way you came? Do you want to go to the right down the hallway you have yet to explore? Della, shit. The frontline fighter.
Just go.
He's going to go down the hallway we haven't explored.
Della!
Unless I see him in the
it
room.
It could be trapped.
I know.
All right, Della. Della, fortune favors the bold. They also die a lot quicker. Okay, so you can't go up 100, full 120 feet because at the end of the hallway is a door. 20 feet down the end of this hallway is a door.
Maybe it loops back around to the viewing chamber.
Exactly.
Maybe it does, Grant. Maybe it does. But Della, you get up there and you're like, that's a door!
Yep.
And then it is Umlo's turn. Umlo, just... Vanagram. He can't even get up to the top of the stairs, and he can't occupy the same space as his combatants, so he is stuck behind the line. Round four. Took you four rounds to break out of this tomb. It is now Nestor the Destroyer Coin's turn.
I'm going to make a double move to get right behind Della.
Perfect. Plenty of space to do so.
Pardon me, love. Let me take a look at that door.
Roll a perception on the door.
27.
27. Appears to be untrapped and unlocked.
Okay.
The only lock you have broken through.
It's clear.
There is a lock.
It's clear, my little dove. You can open it if you like.
You can feel Nestor's hot breath on your neck.
We'll talk about that later. Shut up.
Possible love story?
Shut up and kill him.
The improbable love story. Alright, I see Baron just looking at the map and doing math. Talk to me.
Baron will move 20 feet, his standard move action, to stand at the end of the line. And he is going to ready an action to shoot anyone who comes into his sight that is aggressive to the party.
All right, so you get to the end of that hallway, and you're going to shoot Nestor?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyone evil that I see.
I usually don't allow that. Okay.
Can I do a perception check to see if I see the shape of an obsidian fire giant statue sticking out of a bag anywhere?
Bulging out of that bag.
It's in his back pocket.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on in that room, but you're in the middle of combat. Gonna have to check that out later, the three or four of you that live. All right. Willamette. Sir Willamette.
Can I just say how perfectly, like, I had this character in mind when I created him, and, like, this is exactly what he's supposed to be. Is he's like, I'll take care of it, and, like, launches his way up to the door, and, like, can't get through. He charges at it, does nothing. And then they're like, go check something else. And he's like, I'll do that. And he goes to the back, and then they break through the door, and he's as far away from anything happening as possible. So it's, like, all coming together.
If you're Don Quixote, who's your Pancho Villa?
It's Baron.
Good. Sheriff Redheart.
Ingrihild says to you, perhaps we should split up and surround him.
Yeah, so that's what I was actually thinking. Is I'm all the way in the back, so Willamette is going to take Lexington back up the stairs, Lexington. And as he comes up, he sees that they're trying to go through that door that we haven't been through before. So he's going to go to the other door that we had already come through. Is it open still?
It is still open, yeah.
All right, and I'm going to stand guard there. That looks about a double move to me, so.
Okay.
And I'm also going to sheathe. No, I double move, so I can't sheathe. Sorry. I'll wait.
All right. Ingrihild double moves into that hallway. Oh. She's made her decision. She is going around.
Okay.
And it is Della's turn.
Open the door.
Della opens the door.
Green.
Her love, open the door.
Della, open the door.
Kick in the door.
Troy's actually a little nervous drawing this. I saw a little shake in his hand. What's going to happen?
That's the hangover, Grant.
it's the delirium tremens.
I'm just excited.
He's like Huck Finn's dad.
Yeah. Come in.
It's like Tom Hanks in Saving Private Ryan, but without the heroism. Just a total fucking coward who would never give up anything for anyone else.
Earn this, Grant.
That's actually what he says to himself every time he wants another drink.
You guys are picking a hell of a time to shit on me. Della, you know what? Just gotta roll a fortitude save again while we're at it. Roll two. Minus six.
Suicidal.
Della, you open the door and you see a chamber 15 feet to the far side of the wall. The chamber ends right to your right and stretches all the way to the west. So back the way you guys came. And sure enough, it looks, you don't even need dungeoneering to know that it loops back around to the chamber, the viewing chamber. Let me just tell you what you see. On the opposite side of the wall, there are huge stone panels lining the walls of the chamber, each depicting a carved scene. But the first thing you notice upon opening this room is that all the scenes have been desecrated in some way. There's little nameplates under each one. And the last one, the one closest to you, directly across from the door, is covered in shit.
Oh, wow.
Covered in dried fecal matter.
Ooh.
And each of the paintings depicts, like, you know, clearly Nargrim Steelhand at the doing, like, courageous
acts
deeds.
Of heroism.
Acts of heroism.
What if he's like a Marquis de Sade type?
What do you do?
Do I see?
I had no.
Better just ignore what he said and go on.
Do I see Lockmore?
Grant, you're too intelligent for your own good.
Do I see Lockmore?
You got to get out of this RPG podcast business, Grant.
Got to go on Dan Carlin's podcast instead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you belong. It's
on Hardcore History.
Yeah, Hardcore History. Not here at all.
You do not see Lockmore.
Della's going to ready in action.
Okay.
If she sees Lockmore, she's going to magic missile him.
Ready's in action if she sees. So does she step into the room?
Can I?
You could do whatever you like. You still have your move action.
Well, I can't ready in action if I open the door and take another move action, right?
Correct. So, yeah. So you're ready in action.
From the doorway.
Yeah.
Just stay. Yeah.
No, I'll stay there. He can walk right through me, right?
Yeah, sure. I'll go around. Don't worry. No, don't stay where you are. I'll go around.
Fair enough. Umlo double moves up to his sister. He's 10 feet behind her. So right now, going towards that room with all the smashed items, there's a door, a 5-foot space, Ingrahild, a 5-foot space, Umlo wraps around the corner 10 feet, and Sir Willamette is on Lexington at the door leading to the hallway. On the other side of the room, you have Baron standing at the edge of this hallway that Nestor and Della ran down to. Della is at the foot of at the head of the door, or in the doorway, looking at this room, and Nestor is directly behind her.
We have effectively split the party.
The party has been split.
It's his fault because he's in control of two of our. He split it. It's him.
I don't know what you're talking about, Grant. I'm just playing
our agency.
I'm just playing the characters the way they would play. Round 5. Nestor Coin.
I'm going to slip into the room, move against the eastern wall with my bow drawn, and sorry. And look, can I do a perception check to see if there's anything of interest?
Sure.
27.
There are footprints crisscrossing going every which way on the floor.
Okay. Then I'm going to ready in action. I'm going to fire my arrow at anyone who comes in.
The other thing you notice on all of the paintings that show Nargrim, his eyes have been scratched out of every single painting.
Weird. Oh, man, this guy has got thing going on.
And Nestor's still kind of like shaking. Like he's still, you know, thinking to this guy.
Baron Redheart, with the soul of a dwarf. Baron, have you ever been in a dwarven tomb? Have you ever been in like... I'm sure you've had family members that have passed before, or family members.
They weren't my family members.
They weren't your family members, maybe they had a Viking funeral or something like that, but you've ever been in a tomb
Dwarves revere their dead so much that I'm sure I've been to tombs on many occasions to respect those who've left this mortal coil.
Mm. That's like Universal Studios for a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, look at how did they do that? That buttress is amazing.
And now look, you've come here with these other dwarves that are looking for their kinsmen. You've seen what it looks like to be revered by a community, and there's got to be a part of you that's like, I want this one day. I want to go out in a blaze of glory and be looked at as a demigod or someone that, like, they own, like a Paul Bunyan-esque figure. So here you stand. You can go to the right with Nestor and Della. You can go to the left with Willamette and the Nargrimkins.
I am torn between... wanting to protect Della, who I've known as this
young but very capable woman.
Talk it out, Sheriff.
Who is who's making her own way in the world.
She's your little deputy.
She's your little deputy.
My little Debbie deputy cupcakes. And and you know,
Della is, you should be glad Della's not hearing this.
Ingrahild,
did you call me cupcakes?
I'm speaking of cupcakes. I'm starting to get a little sweet on Ingrahild. I think I'm getting a little crush on her.
Oh. So I don't know cupcakes.
I think that
push it, sorry, push it into far. A fence.
He gave me a spot.
You should give us a bottle cap for that show.
yes.
I'm going to have.
You'll never win the presidency at this rate.
I'm going to have to realize what my strengths are and my weaknesses are. And as a dwarf, only being able to move 20 feet per round, I'm going to move towards the closer means of ingress and egress on the northern side of the board.
Two dwarfs go to the left, one to the right. Double moves past Della, past Nestor, and you are directly in front of the painting where the plaque is covered in dried fecal matter.
I say, cursed you, Loch Ness, for all the toil and trouble you brought upon this planet.
Roll a perception check.
Loch Ness.
Lochmore.
You Loch Ness monster!
It's not my fault. It's not my fault this isn't the best name they've ever given a bad guy, okay? Sorry, Paizo. Ooh, 16.
16. It's been, you can see they've all been desecrated. This one has been the most desecrated. But it looks like Nargrim, with his eyes etched, scratched out, is being attacked in the back.
Oh, this is the scene. This is it.
That's the scene of him, of his betrayal.
Sir Willamette Keswick.
Sir Willamette is going to. Sir Willamette can't see. He's been left alone in the dark.
Torchless.
Yeah, torchless.
Yeah, these dwarves have dark vision.
The light went with Nestor into the other room. The dwarves in front of me have complete dark vision. All of a sudden, he's like, shit! Like, completely left in blackness. So he is going to fumble for and sheathe his longsword and then spend a full round action lighting a torch.
Oh, wow. Man.
But it goes back up again. And he can see again, so he's like, peace of mind, but he has to spend a whole round doing that.
This is why I wish we could do this on a video screen live, so you could see. This is insane that we have literally split the party, but you know what all the rooms look like.
Right.
You know, there's only, it's, you know, 15, 20, 30, it's like 40, 50 feet wide altogether, but you guys are coming around, surrounding him.
I'm hoping that we can successfully execute a pincer attack on Lochmore.
A pincer attack.
Yes, like the Zulu.
Ingrahild looks back at Umlo and says, I'm going in. Ingrahild.
I'll be right behind you. Just need a moment.
Just letting this kick up.
Damn flint.
The flint won't take.
I'll have to go back.
Seems to have gotten a bit damp.
Ingrahild moves forward 10 feet and sees Lochmore.
Oh, you guys went the wrong way.
You should have went the way the GM went.
Yeah, right.
Sees there he is.
Him, like standing to the right of the door, and he attacks her immediately.
Oh, ready to action, bro.
Ready to action.
What a
Oh, she's also
predator.
Down. She's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Umlo.
Shit.
Oh, boy. Ooh, this is not good at all.
Would that be her flat-footed AC?
No, because they're in combat rounds.
Yeah, I mean, right. She's looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Right, she assumes trouble around every corner. She walks in, and he has a giant spear.
Barbed?
Barbs.
Oh,
on the end
he's
of it.
Using his weapon!
And he's going to do 3 attacks at her.
You can't ready that.
Can't ready multiple attacks.
Nope. You can ready 1 attack.
And he is going to attack with all force.
Vital strike.
Vital strike.
Vital strike, yeah.
Well, that was convenient.
All right. Let's roll the old... I can't remember the last time I rolled this neon green D20!
You know, you don't even have to tell us, really, what's happening. It'd be kind of interesting.
He is going to do something known as Bloody Assault.
Oh, boy.
He was too into what he wanted to do not to tell us.
Right. Wait, I thought he readied a full round attack action. How's he doing a bloody assault now?
27 to hit.
Oof.
Hits.
That's a hit.
Old Ingrahild for 21 points of damage.
Oof.
21?
Yep.
Oh, man.
This is...
With 1 attack, hits her for 21 points of damage.
And...
So we obviously all hear Ingrahild, like, scream.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And this bloody assault does... It's a less... It takes a minus to attack, and it does bleed damage immediately instead.
Oh, wow.
And she takes 4 points of bleed damage,
will
tick every round on her turn.
Well, is it always 4 points, or is it a die roll?
Always 4 points. That's how bleed works now. It's you roll it, and that's what it is.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Bleed is you roll it every round.
Yeah.
Okay. So
if it says the bleed is 1d something,
yeah.
You roll that die every round.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. So she is going to take 4 points of bleed damage on her turn, and she's down 21. Ladies and gentlemen, the battle with Lockmore the Betrayer has begun! Della.
She gets to respond, doesn't she? Does she just totally stop her action?
Oh, you're right.
Attack?
Yeah, no, she definitely gets to respond.
She just moved 10 feet, so is she done?
No, she can move 20 feet. So if she moves in, will that provoke as well?
Well, she does. Leaving a threatened square.
Yeah. She's leaving a threatened square.
So it provokes.
Okay, so he's going to attack again. Definite hit. And the bloody assault lasts until his next turn, so she's going to take more bleed damage her turn. It did hit.
Lucky she has that diehard feat.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, she does, that's right.
She's going to live free or die hard. 19 points of damage. That's 40. Ugh. She may be down because her con is down 5. I need to check that. Let me check the bleed. 3 points of bleed. So she's going to take...
Don't take any of that
not...
damage.
I haven't taken it yet. Okay. But she's now going to take 7 points of bleed on her turn. So she's going to now take 47 points of damage.
Oh my god.
This is the power of this feat. She now has 4 hit points left.
Oh boy.
And it's her turn.
Oh my god.
So if she takes damage, she's probably permadead.
And like she said, as she ran down this hallway, Fornagram! One attack. 21 to hit.
We don't see any of this, by the way.
No, and you gotta play it as such. I mean, obviously...
We hear the trouble.
We're literally just watching Troy play a game against himself.
Guys, you should come play with me sometime. All right. She hits. She does hit. And does 8 points of damage to Lockmore, the Betrayer.
And he's dead.
But perhaps it was her last attack.
Yeah.
We got to think at 4 hit points, even with the diehard feat, we got to find out if bleed is going to continue to tick with the diehard feat. I would think diehard just stabilizes you, but bleed is bleed. A heal check is the only thing that stops bleed, I believe.
Well, we've also discussed this before and said that bleed stops when you are stabilized because the very definition of stable is that you're not bleeding.
Right.
Okay, but this is a guy that did 21 points of damage and that wasn't max damage. He could very well kill her with one hit.
Right.
And he gets two
attacks. You'd always just attack her when she's unconscious.
You know he gets at least 2 attacks per round. It is now Della's turn.
Hearing the scream... Let me just check, make sure the rules are on my side before I do something.
That was awesome. Did you do that on purpose?
I have the screams going.
That just happened when he said, hearing the scream.
Yeah, never mind. Della's going to turn around and double move back down the hallway.
Ah, so you're going to go the other way. You don't want to go through the viewing chamber.
It's shorter to go this way.
Okay.
Knowing that she's in that room.
How many steps?
12.
All right, so you get right behind Umlo. Della just... I heard a scream! And now it is Umlo's turn. Umlo can only move 20 feet. He hears his sister cry out in pain. Steps into the room there. And is directly behind Ingrahild, and he's helpless, cannot do anything, because he does not have the movement speed to continue. Round 6, the combat proper has begun.
He can take a standard action, can he?
Sure.
Could he try to move her?
No, you've got to roll a CMB to grapple her and then do can't do it. The best he can do is just, ready an action or wait or whatnot. Round 6, Nestor Coin. You see Della.
I see her running up. Well, she looks like she knows what she's doing, so I follow her. And I run, I double move, And actually, I have 20 feet reduced movement now because of the strength damage. I'm at medium encumbrance, so 20 feet, so I can move. I can move 40 feet, and I get right behind Sir Willimon.
Ah, right, because this was the strength damage from the poison from those spiders.
Right.
Probably the only effective thing they did
yeah.
was take some strength away from the hardened criminal, Nestor Coyne.
Mm-hmm.
Baron Redheart.
Baron.
Alone in the room.
Baron takes in the full breadth and depth of the image of Nargrim Steelhand's betrayal in front of him, hears the scream of the woman he has just nascent affection and love for in the distance, and he says to himself, I'm going to stab that sumbitch right in the back, just like he did to Nargrim. And I get to that door. Unless I can run and move two more times?
Well, opening that door hasn't
okay,
been opened,
got it,
so
got it.
You could... Can you double move?
So he goes to the other door in the room.
Yeah, I'm good.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, so you get up to the closed. Door and stand in front of the closed door, because you guys went right, and I believe that was Baron's decision to go right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I like to go right.
And I'm still going right, actually. Because we're going the opposite way now.
Exactly.
It is now Lockmore's turn. And I'm going to do this as I always do. It's one thing to kill Jacen in a dramatic moment. I didn't roll to kill Jacen.
You just decided.
I decided. If Ingrahild dies, she dies because of the dice. Lockmore takes a 5-foot step back, which now has him in range of the other door as well, with this giant spear. Ingrahild and Umlo see Nargrim's steel hand like it was growing out of a stump where his hand used to be.
Gross.
The power that allows him
to... He just
to
wanted to be him so
wield
bad.
This weapon.
He was so jealous, so consumed with jealousy.
He'd probably gnawed off that steel hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
He does two attacks. First attack. Misses.
Oh!
13 to hit. Oh, because I still have Bloody Assault on. Shit, I wasn't going to do Bloody Assault. Well, I didn't take it off, so he's still going to do Bloody Assault. Misses. Second attack at Ingrahild. He missed twice.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
She is protected
wow.
by Torag.
I thought that wow. was going to be it.
The
I really
spirit
did.
Of her ancestors has come down to protect mm-hmm. her.
I really thought that was going to be it. Sir Willamette.
Sir Willamette. Lexington. Here we go. Yes.
Ho, Lexington!
So he's got this torch now. He can see. He's going to move down the hallway and past Umlo into the room, which will be a double move, right? So he's going to double move in and kind of assess the scene.
This is 40 feet here.
I can move 70 feet as a double move.
So if you want to move.
So yeah, I'm going to move to...
Further to the opposite corner
so
of the
I
room.
Move all the way around to sort of flank him on the other side from where he was just attacking Ingrahild.
Okay, so when you guys entered the viewing chamber and decided to go right through that door, if you were to hypothetically walk through that door now, what you would see is 10 feet to your left, Lockmore the Betrayer. 10 feet to your right, Sir Willamette Keswick.
So Sir Willamette
sees... In the corner of the room.
So Sir Willamette sees this unfolding. He sees Ingrahild is really hurt. He knows that this guy is Lockmore Edergun. He comes into this corner of the room, and he just kind of stares this guy down, and he's seething with anger at this guy for what he did.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you betrayed your own kin. I have spoken with your mother, and she spoke of your weakness. Your weakness is your jealousy for a better man. I smite thee! And he smites evil.
Wow.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Right.
So, oh, because the wolf double moved.
Right.
You get your action.
Right. Right.
That is fucking cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, he smites evil, and he's going to draw, sort of off the side, his lance. And level his lance. But he can't charge this round, so we'll see what happens.
This is awesome.
But yeah, you see, literally, like, the light of... Iomadai, like, smites this guy. And that doesn't do any damage, but just, like, starts to settle on him as a target, you know?
Right.
For, like,
for the goodness of which
and you see
Sir Will stands behind.
His skin is melting off his body, like you can see the bone.
He is evil, right?
And the muscle underneath. Oh, he's evil.
Okay.
He is the pure personification of evil. I don't know if Sir Willamette has faced an evil like this before in his crusades.
Maybe not.
He did go to Mendev.
I mean, he's seen demons, but not like a ton of demons.
But this is centuries old, former, like, normal living humanoid.
I want to ask, you don't have to tell me, is he undead? Because I don't have any ability to know that with my abilities as is right now.
Well, you can do
religion. You can do a religion
you
check.
You can do a knowledge.
Yeah, I could do a knowledge religion. Can I do a knowledge religion? See if he's undead or if I know anything about his bloody assault.
Hmm.
Ooh, 19.
He is not undead.
Okay.
Interesting.
But he is evil.
Yeah.
He's immortal.
Hmm.
Yes, he's cursed with immortality.
Right.
Bingo. Okay. You know what, Dylan? That was a good observation.
You told us.
you literally told us that.
Oh. It's Ingerhild's turn, and she takes 2d4 bleed. She has 4 hit points left. She is now at 0, and she is now unconscious.
Nope, she is not. She has the diehard feat. So what is she at?
She can choose.
She has the option to be either disabled or go unconscious.
Ingerhild will remain disabled. She is fighting for the honor of her
ancestors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, Troy wants to kill her.
Yeah,
you know.
Come on. She's at -2. Della Narn ran back. She's now in the hallway, facing that room.
Della is going to move into the room, full move action, 6 squares, right beyond. Umlo.
Right.
And she's going to cast Blade Lash.
What is that?
What is that?
I don't remember you preparing that this morning.
It's a level 1 spell.
Blade Lash.
Your weapon elongates and becomes whip-like. As part of casting the spell, you can use this weapon to attempt a trip combat maneuver against one creature within 20 feet, and you gain a +10 bonus in your roll, after which the weapon returns to its previous form. So she comes in, flaming electricity coursing through the scimitar, and it's like whoosh,
whoosh. All right, so Blade Lash,
and I'm going to use spend a key arcane pool point to give myself arcane accuracy to add a +3 to my roll.
Oh. Woo.
So do I add my attack bonus to this?
So you're using spell combat is what you're saying?
No,
so you're casting a spell and attacking?
That's no
spell.
I'm moving and casting a spell. As part of casting the spell, I get to make the trip attempt.
All right.
What the spell is.
So quick question. Is it not +4 for the arcane accuracy? I mean, that's what I thought it was for
It's your
mages.
Intelligence bonus.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you make it. It's a...
Now, my question is, do I add...
It's immediate.
Standard action of doing the spell, I get to make the attempt.
All right, go for it.
Do I add my normal melee bonus to this? Listen to this.
There's a thing right here for blade spell.
Oh, cool.
It sounds like it's
your standard combat maneuver.
It's
bonus,
your CMB so plus 10.
My yeah. CMB plus 10.
Right, right.
Against.
+3.
That's awesome.
16.
Oh,
no, that's not going to.
That is a fail.
That would have been awesome.
But it looked really cool to everybody standing in the room.
I rolled a natural 3.
Oh, man.
Now, Umlo, for his part, knows that Ingerhild is in bad shape. He understands Die Hard. He has it. He steps up to protect his sister and provokes from Lockmore, the betrayer. Lockmore rolls and hits Umlo.
And Ingerhild is down and activating Die Hard to stay up. So she's already below 0.
Right.
Right,
Ingerhild's
right.
at -2 and in bad shape.
Oh, man.
And Umlo just took 20 points of damage.
Oh.
From that attack of opportunity.
Oh my god.
And mind you, Umlo was in bad shape to begin with.
Yeah, his
with
con his con is down
because
too.
His con is down.
So his max HP is down.
That was just the attack of opportunity. Okay, and now Umlo, up in his face, makes one attack and hits.
There we go. Connect
Let's
with this
go,
guy.
Nogrim kittens.
Hits him with his warhammer for 8 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
Round 7. Nestor.
All right, so I'm going to double move and get right to the threshold of the door. So I'm like that, right on the
cusp.
Like the cusp.
As it were.
Cusp of the doorway. Just wait for a groom to pick me up and sweep me over on our wedding night.
All right, so Nestor and old Jolter are now at the edge of the room leading
in. The old Jolter.
But man, is this room getting crowded. This is not going to be a great room for Baron and Nestor to do their normal types of attacks, because what happens is everyone will be in danger.
Yeah, it's also not a great room for Lockmore Edergun with his spear.
True.
Once you're within 5 feet, you're screwed.
Yeah. This is true.
Methinks he has other means of hurting us.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Bingo.
Bottle cap.
You guys, no one petitions more for bottle caps.
That's because we never
than
get
all
them.
Of you for Matthew.
Yeah. Give Matthew
thanks,
a bottle
guys.
Cap tonight.
It is Baron's turn.
That's what we need from Nick, is a drop that begs for a bottle cap.
Yeah,
that'll smooth Troy over.
Now I'll play it constantly.
Now, Nestor, for your part, remember to take. You're shaken. As long as you're 120 feet away from him, so you might want to add the shaken condition.
I have it on.
Okay.
Thought you said 20 feet. I had no idea it was 120 feet.
120
feet. Wow, that is. Whew.
Baron opens the door, kicks it with his boots, and is it unlocked? Did it open?
It is unlocked. And then imagine if that one was locked.
He moves 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
And that's the
end. So he's standing on the glass. In the
Baron's
viewing
working
chamber.
His way over.
We'll get there about the same time, you and me, Baron.
Okay. It is Lockmore's turn. He stabs at Ingerhild.
She's 15.
Natural 19.
Oh.
Ingerhild's 15 feet away.
Yeah, she's 10. Oh. For a, whatchamacallit, for a spear, that is not a crit.
No, it's not.
No, it's not a crit.
I believe it's times
spears
3.
Spears times 3.
It's a definite hit. He reaches out, stabs Ingerhild with his first attack. Ingerhild is permanently dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no!
It's my turn next! It's my turn next!
No!
You Loch Ness monster!
Go back to Scotland!
You better remember it's my turn.